Hello. My images all got deleted. I was accidentally trying to get back out of this background thing. And I thought, remove. I can't even figure out how to get out of it and just go back to just me. So it's kind of funny. And I thought if I say remove, it would go back. And then what it did was it deleted my images. So now my beach is gone, and all I have left is the Golden Gate Bridge.
Not bad.
It's not bad, no. But I like this one better. I'm just uploading it. I like that better. It's just more me, you know.
Whoa, Lynn, you're like camouflaging.
Yeah, my lavender's now in the
Oh,
not in the
Lynn, what
window.
happened there? Lynn, you have to, if there's a box that says I have a green screen, undo it. Take off the box that says I have a green screen. That's what it does. Used to make you have a green screen to do it. No? How come mine works and yours doesn't?
Mine said it needed the green screen and I didn't have it. So it's showing up
Interesting.
though.
Why do I get this special privilege of not having to have a green screen? I
See,
mean, it's still wacky because my arms disappear when I go like that. But I did get a green screen. I'm going to play with that, and it supposedly it's a much better picture. But I can change these, right? I can go from that. I can go to the Golden Gate Bridge. I can go to this girl doing yoga behind me, and whatever pictures I have, I can add an image. I could put my kids behind me if I wanted to, you know. I think I'll get the yoga girl out of the way and just stick to the beach on its own. Whoops. Anyway, but I don't have, oh, none. Duh. There's none. I could go right back to just me in front of my thing. What do you like better? Is it distracting having me in front of that beach with my arms flapping around? There we go. So,
Your
oh,
video.
wait, there it is. There I am.
There you
There's
are.
me in my real background. What do you think? You like me better that way or that way? What do you think? That way or the real thing?
I kind of like that background.
This
I
one?
mean,
I like the beach.
it's like you are there. I keep waiting for the
Yeah.
waves to
For hear
start
the waves
rolling.
crashing? I'm dreaming. In a month, I'll be there. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. And I'm jealous. Angelica is there. Have you been to the water?
But I
Have
am
you?
also double tasking, so my family's at the beach now.
What time is it? It's early, right? It's
It's only 3.
only 3. Okay, good. You'll be done soon. All right,
And
we'll make this
I
a
just got
long
a
call.
text message from Rachel I wanted to share. Rachel Schmelzen's our fellow ERC. She's our ERC family, and she's recently lost her daughter. So she said that she's exhausted tonight, had a difficult day, and she can't be on the call. But she's overcoming because of all of our love and prayers and support. It's been fabulous.
Aww. And I have a box going out to her today. I bought some mimosa and I have some essential oils, good for grief. And I, just a few little like protein powder packages that she can just grab a quick meal on the run. And what else did I send her? A few other little things. Mushroom Mama, energizing kind of tincture thing. And the cash that the GoFundMe generated was about $1,500. So I just put in there, they're going to transfer it to my account. I'll just send her a check. So I just have a check in there with a nice card signed from all of our community with the $1,500 in it. So I thank everybody for all your generous support. It means a lot to her. It really does. And she's just really, overwhelmed with the beautiful prayers and thoughts. And I've been every now and then when there's one that's like amazing, like, oh my God, I gotta let her see this. But then she logged in the other day and she wrote a beautiful response. So yeah, her heart is just huge, right? And it's been broken. It's been shattered, real. It's really been shattered, right? It's one thing to lose your husband, and then it's the holidays the following year, and she's just feeling her own, and she's just getting her health back, and she's just really doing the things she needs to do. And then, the memories come flooding back, and the missing and the longing, and then this happens to her. And it's, you know, it's devastating.
Right at the holidays too.
Right at the holidays, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm grateful challenge. That she's with us though before this tragedy happened.
Yes. Yes. You know? Because she has the support and she has that community. So.
And her health, you know.
And to get back, right. She was just getting to the point where she had more energy and she was feeling better. And yeah, it's a challenge. So anyway, I'm glad that she has us to work with, and thank you all for your love and support and generosity and supporting her. And I'll keep that GoFundMe open until, I don't know how long you're allowed to keep it open, but a few people see it. I'll just keep sending her whatever, you know, little bits of help we can get her, because it's challenging, you know, funeral expenses that you don't count on. You don't count on, you don't have insurance for your 18-year-old for funeral expenses, right? You know, it just isn't something you count on, and it's not cheap. So, yeah. And I told her, you've got to get grief counseling for these kids and for you. They need to be in a support group with others, because it's a double whammy. Imagine being 14 and losing your dad and then losing your sister. Like, the pain. Sorry. It just brings back a lot, because I know what it did to my brother, who was 18, I think, when my mother died in 20. It was right around that delicate age. And it messed him up. And he still talks about it, how he still has this feeling like he got gypped, you know, and he just misses and wishes. And, you know, when things go wrong in your life or things you want to celebrate, we had another baby, and not to ever have had a, you know, parents to share it with. So I know the pain that the kids are going through. And it's hard. It's really hard. So thank you everybody for your support. Okay. So keep sending her good wishes and prayers, and if you want to send her a card, just let me know, reach out, and I'll send you her address, and she would love to get a, you know, a Christmas card or a, you know, any kind of card. So just let me know and I'll post it, in the, you know, I'll get her permission, of course, first, but I'll share her address with anybody that really wants to reach out that way. All right, guys. So this is our last call for 2020. It's our last call for this decade, for this 2019. I'm already living in 2020. It's our last call for the year. It's our last call for the decade, right? And I've been asking people on all my calls today, it's like, project ahead. Where do you want to be? Like, what do you want to accomplish over this next decade? What do you want for your health? Where do you want to be at the end of this decade? Me, I'm waking up right there. Every morning, I'm waking up and going for a run along that beach and going for a swim in that warm water. That is not San Diego. That is not Seattle. That is not the West Coast of the U.S. It's not even the East Coast of the U.S., which does have warm water. It's someplace tropical. And that's where I'm waking up. I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I got long enough to figure it out. It's actually my 3-year goal. So if anybody has stuff like that, I would just encourage you, just take some breaths, tune into it, tune into your heart. I did this on the vital call for those of you who are on that. I'll repeat it because it's worth repeating. And just tune into your heart and take some breaths and sit in a deep appreciation for all the gifts you have right now. We all have lots of gifts. We have a roof over our heads, even if that's it. We're breathing, we're standing, right? And tune in to that appreciation. And just transport yourself in a time machine into the next decade. It could be at the end of the next decade. It could be part of the way through. What's there for you? What is your life looking like? What is your body looking like and feeling like? Yeah, it'll be 5 to 10 years older if you're projecting out midway or at the end of the decade, but that doesn't mean it's got to be weaker or frailer. It could actually be stronger and more robust. So just allow whatever. When you tune into your heart and you open up, you're making a connection with whatever you believe is out there, the divine, the universe, God. You're making a connection with something bigger than yourself. And allowing that wisdom to flow. And whatever visions and pictures you get, allow yourself to receive them because they are a gift. And allow yourself to sit with it And don't say, oh, that's impossible. That's ridiculous. That's not going to happen. Just receive it. Say, yeah, I receive it. I don't know how it's going to happen. I'm just going to keep taking one step in front of the other. I'm going to keep making choices every day, every moment, that put me further and further and further in the direction being a strong and vibrant person. Maybe you have a dream of being out and helping other people. Maybe you have a dream of being a speaker. Maybe you have a dream of starting a business, making, talk to somebody today, making little natural soaps and skincare products, right? Maybe you have a dream. Let's see you put yourself into that dream being a reality and sit with that and experience that. How does it feel to be running that business and helping people with the products you're making, making the world a better place because of your presence, because you have the energy and the strength and the stamina and the wisdom to do that? How does that feel? Feel it. Does it give you a tingle from head to toe? Does it make you feel a little fearful, but still like determined? Tune into the feeling. Allow that feeling to take your body and allow yourself to dream. There's nothing wrong with dreaming. People say, I can't dream big like that. What if I'm disappointed? I said, but what if you don't dream big like that? Then you're just living disappointment. Because if that's what you really want, and you don't make a step and a decision that you're going to move towards it, then the end result is the worst result, right? So you might as well step into, like, the worst that can happen is, like, you don't do anything and nothing happens, right? So when you stop and you realize that, I've made decisions in my life based on that. If I do nothing right now and I don't step into that, the outcome is the worst that can happen. So sit with that. And then allow that feeling of being there to permeate your body. What's that feeling? For me, it's joy, exhilaration, bliss, kind of a pride in, like, I did this. And a satisfaction in helping people, because that's my path. So when you're ready, open your eyes. And allow that gift, whatever it was, take a couple minutes and just jot down a few words that are going to remind you of it. So it doesn't go out with the wind. You know, you get a thought and then you don't write it down and then it's gone. So just jot a few words down. And jot down the feeling that you're feeling right now. You want to capture that too. Because sometimes we just get so caught up in day to day in life and we forget about that feeling that we all have access to. And that feeling is the gift of health. That feeling is what leads to health. That hope, that possibility, that joy, that anticipation. Right? And things don't always work out exactly the way we planned. And so if it doesn't, and if you fall short, so what? You made progress. You moved in that direction. If I have a path to go and it's from here to here and I make it to here, oops, with these hands disappearing, I go from here to here. I'm not going to sit there in disappointment because I didn't make it all the way. I'm going to celebrate how far I did come. Right? Dream big. Dream big. Then if you fall short, it's not a big deal. Not a big deal, and not a reflection that you didn't deserve, not a reflection that you didn't work hard, not a reflection that there's anything wrong. It just is. So I thank you all for the gift that you've given me of being able to serve you here in this community. The gift you've given me of being able to come and share my gift for health and knowing how to empower you to health and knowing how to analyze and understand. I thank you for letting me share that gift with you. And as this year draws to a close, we have more time together. And I look forward to more time together and getting to know you deeper, more deeply and more deeply. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to look at the chats because there's some chats that are coming in, and these are probably profound. And if you want to share some of those words you just wrote down, please do, because I'd like to hear them. And if you'd like to open up your line and share it out loud, speaking it into reality is awesome. I went to a workshop in November, and it was called the Dream Builders Workshop. And she had us dream that, she had us imagine it was 3 years out, and we'd come together for a reunion. And we came up to the person and gave him a big hug. And wow, it's so great to see you. Tell me, what's your life like now? And then to share that vision. And it was so empowering. And we did it at least 6 or 7 times throughout the weekend. And each time she had us embellish it a little bit, that it got to be so real. Like, okay, this is true. And in fact, a friend who I went with and we shared a room, she lives in New Zealand, and we shared a room. We hadn't really known each other much. We just knew each other a little bit from a mastermind, but we were both going. And we shared a room, and we made a commitment to each other that we were going to repeat that dream every day, that we were going to say it to ourselves. And every day we get on Voxer. Anybody know what Voxer is? It's this little app. You can just like walkie-talkie. And every day she's like, you know, a bunch of hours off. I don't even know how many hours off we are. But she gets up, and we have this ritual of she shares usually right before she goes to bed. I'll share in the morning, so we hear each other's messages. But sometimes she does it in the morning when she first gets up. Oh, I'm just lounging here. The kids are in the other room. She doesn't have kids right now. Kids are in the other room. They're still sleeping. I'm going to go for a run. I'm going to do this. And we just share it. I'll go, oh, the beach, the water was so warm today when I went for my run. And we're just there, right? We pretend as if it's really there. And it's been so helpful to just keep the dream alive for each other. And is there somebody in your life that you can do that with? You know, is there someone you can do that with? Whether it's your partner, whether it's a kid, whether it's a friend, whether it's somebody here in this group. Keep your dream alive. Okay. Interesting. I don't know why I get the privilege. I was reading what people were saying about this green screen thing. I don't know why I get the privilege of doing it, because I never was in the past. When I tried it in the past, I looked like Lynn did. It was all weird. Angelica said, Lynn got you all excited about 2020. Yahoo! I like that piece. If you fall short, so what? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So Diana, warm, happy, and loved, surrounded by family, friends, and growing my foods and herbs and making lovely creations to share. I see you there a lot sooner than 10 years, but in 10 years, it'll just be like, that's just the way of life. That's just the way it's been for many, many years before that. Heather, reaffirmed my connection to the divine, and the guidance to my dream is actively in process. Yeah. We all got this. So I'm here to support you however you want support tonight. And so now, okay. However you want support tonight, sharing something, a personal gain, and a celebration is always a nice way to start. So I really would love it. If you have a question, first start with, here's something I'm going to celebrate, or here's something I have had a victory with. Diana. Yeah.
I would like to share some good news with Brandon.
Oh, great.
I see him here because he was on a call a week or so ago and doing the emotional connection with the gut health.
Yeah.
We had a little discussion about my poor gut and the lack of Bifido and the other one. Anyway.
The lacto, yeah.
I have Bifido. I have Bifido.
You have Bifido. Yay.
In fact, I'm nibbling on some right now.
Your kimchi. It's
this is the end of my daikon radish.
Ooh, yum.
I'm getting down to the bottom.
Oh, yum. So far, you have it in chunks. I like it.
Yeah. It's in chunks. And they're crunchy inside and delicious. Yeah. That's the color is.
And that's the pepper sauce or whatever, the red sauce thing.
The kimchi sauce, yeah. Anyway, it's working, Brandon. Thank you for encouraging me. And also, we're going to start using that cabbage juice idea that you tossed out to me. So that's the next adventure. I'm going to do some fermented cabbage.
Yeah, and then take the juice.
And start with one drop. And if I even have to, Dr. Reedmore suggested putting it on my wrist instead of in the mouth. We'll see how that goes.
And see how it goes. My husband is addicted to that stuff. He actually buys jars of it. They call it gut shot. And it's cabbage juice. And he goes to the farmer's market where there's a couple of people who ferment their own. And he was so bummed. He came home. I'm so bummed. I'm like, what's the matter? I went to the farmer's market and the guy with the stuff wasn't there. And I'm almost out of the gut shot juice. Yeah. So he's really into it. And it's just tasty. And you can just drink it. And yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I did want to, I wanted to thank Brendan for his suggestions and tell him the good news. We were successful in introducing the good stuff, and now we're going to grow it some more. It's just going to get better. So, and I wanted to also thank him for his connection with the emotional aspects, because there is such a huge connection there that I really had not put together. And when I started thinking about it after that call, it kind of hit me like a lead balloon. It was like back in September when I was doing all that emotional work with the nicotine addiction and my father's death and, you know, all the stuff from my past. I didn't realize at that time, but that was at a point where I was starting to lose some of my progress and starting to have some of that digestive issue. And I was really concerned that we weren't getting anywhere. So this stool test that we got back, that Dr. Rita Marie got to see today, was just the best news in the whole wide world.
And, right. And the candida bug is gone. That yeast is gone.
The yeast is gone, and the good bacteria is starting to grow instead. And, and so we've still got ways to go, but the progress is there.
That's great.
And thank you for the encouragement, Brandon. And I really do appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Brandon.
I hope he heard that.
I hope so. He's there. Unmute yourself, Brandon, and let's hear if you heard that.
Hey, yeah, I actually heard that whole entire thing. Right now, I am taking care of my sister's 3-month-old, so we are walking around and listening so intently right now.
Awesome. Well, have fun with that. That sounds fun. Great, Brandon.
That sounds like much more fun than sitting up here on the mountaintop in the snow. Enjoy. Thank you, Brandon, again. You're awesome.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Yeah, he is. He's pretty amazing. All right, Diana, Heather. Okay, Lynn says I do a mantra for each week. Mine this week is I'm gentle with myself. I allow my emotions to flow freely. I set boundaries when needed. I love it. That is a great idea to have a mantra for the week, you know, a theme that you just keep sitting with, something that you want to accomplish, something how you want to shift your perspectives and your acceptance and all that. So it's awesome. So I'm looking at my agenda. Who sent stuff in? December 19th. Jules, are you there? I've learned so much from your modules. Thank you for your thoroughness. I'm focusing on hydration. Yes, recently listened to the hydration module. My coaches said my fatigue could be from dehydration. It absolutely could. I wonder if you have ideas on how I can increase water intake without causing me to live in the bathroom. I drink RO water and add 1/4 teaspoon to a 1/2 gallon before drinking. 1/4 teaspoon of like a salt or something, a solution or electrolytes. I looked at the dehydration drops, but don't know about the electrolytes listed in the product. They're not the usual magnesium, sodium. Okay, so the dehydration drops are actually, or rehydration drops are actually a homeopathic formulation. And so it's certainly worth a try. It's not your typical electrolytes to replenish the electrolytes that are lost in the distillation or process. So I would say, try them. It doesn't hurt. They're, you know, if the worst case, it doesn't do anything at $20, but give it a good month. Like take a whole bottle of it. Probably a bottle is like 3 months supply because you only put like 10 drops in the whole container of water and you do it all day long. And it basically makes the water wetter. And part of it is your cells aren't picking things up, but part of it is the water, the processing. I did a talk, an interview on my Blog Talk Radio years ago with a guy named Pollack. I forget his first name. P-O-L-L-A-C-K, I think was his last
Gerald.
Name. Gerald. Yeah. And he talked a lot about the physiology of that and the way that the water, you know, the molecules and the way they don't line up properly to get into our cells once they've been through all the, you know, the crazy stuff that we do to it, like taking them through the plants and adding all kinds of chemicals and then taking them out when we get it to our home and heating it. So like really spring water is what rolling, running, moving, living water, and that can get into the cells. So he talks a lot about that. Of course, he has a product. Everybody has a product. You have to find that product that works best for you. So the rehydration is a homeopathic. So I would highly recommend it. Okay. Heather, I think this might be from last time. After 15 weeks of staying on the sweet spot due to travel, I had to expand my choices. Yep, I remember talking about that and found that your previously problematic foods were not causing your blood sugar to go up. You are really on the right track there. I mean, I watched you through the fasting with food and the challenge, and you did it later than everybody, and you put your pictures in there, and that you're part of my inspiration for calling it fasting while feasting, because I'm like, that don't look like fasting food. That looks like feasting food, right? She was beautiful. She did this beautiful job with the zucchini linguine and the, so, and it just was like, wow, right?
You
just,
it was so beautiful.
It was so beautiful and satisfying because it's pretty and it's, you know, yeah.
Well, one of my questions relates to that because I ended up putting several questions to you, and I have a cold, so I'm sounding like a funky frog, but, my husband was interested in doing the next one with me. Awesome. And I didn't know, it looked that good.
That's good.
That's a big step for us because that's been a source of tension. And I didn't know what his caloric needs should be. So that was one question, if it's different than what you'd set up for us.
Is he massive? Is he an athlete?
No, but he's 6'1" and 200, runs about 210 pounds.
Yeah, you could bump it up a little bit, maybe bump it up 10% for him.
Okay.
And he'll still be in that range.
Okay. And then the second question I had was, I got my chronometer and it has some default settings, but it looks to me like what it's telling me with my default settings is I'm way under consuming carbs and way over consuming fats.
Right, because the defaults, yes.
Right.
Yes. So you can change that. And you're going to play with that and see. So you can set it up. They allow you to set it up either by percentages or by actual amounts. I like to set up the protein by amounts because I want to make sure that you're getting enough protein to support your frame. And I would say for your size, maybe minimum 50, maximum 70, you know, or 45 to 70 would be your range for protein. And you can override it and you can say, I want to put the exact amount. I'm not sure if it lets you do percentages on the other two if you choose whatever, but I would say, you know, carbs, net carbs, you put in the amount of net carbs, I would say somewhere between 50 and 100.
Okay.
Okay. And then you can put a range. So it'll tell you, and because it's going to vary from day to day, and then the fat would be whatever's left. And I think you kind of have to calculate it. If I would say, if you're trying to maintain your weight, you're going to have to play a little bit to see what that maintenance dose is. It may try to tell you based on your height and all that kind of stuff, but it's not really true. You just watch and you go, okay, when I eat 1500 calories, I maintain. If I go lower than that, I lose. If I go up above that, so then you know that your range is going to be like 14 to 1600 in your calories. And the way you would calculate it is if you took like 50 to 100 on carbs and you took about, 45 to 70 on protein, you total those up. So that would be 50 and 40, 95 at the low end and 170. And you times that by four. So 95 times four would only be 36, 38, 380 calories, and 170 times 4, 0, 8, 4 times it would be 680 calories. So that would be the range of calories you're going to get when you get those amounts. And if you're thinking that your range of calories is going to be like, let's just say it's 1500 or 1400 to 1600.
That probably is what I'm looking at the data that I'm doing on my Fitbit. That's probably
about what it is.
So and then I've been maintaining.
Then you would calculate the take whatever is left over. So you subtract the 380 and you subtract the 600 to get a range. And then whatever's left over, then you divide by 9 to get the number of grams of fat. And you can do the range again as well.
Good. then it'll stop freaking out that I'm not eating enough carbs and I'm overeating fat.
I know.
Okay. I think those were my two top questions. The third one, Angelica already answered for me.
Okay.
pH. And I, one quick question was, is it a safe idea to take a quarter teaspoon of baking soda to help get my pH to 6.8? It seems to constantly run low, even during the reset.
I don't think it does anything.
Okay.
I don't really think that that's a good way to do it personally. Maybe other people would disagree with me, but I think that it's like where you, the way you want to get it there is concentration of alkaline minerals. So okay. I would say vegetable juice, a green powder, right? I've been doing this one called Green Food Alchemy, which it used to be called the leek green protein, and it's from Health Force Nutritionals, is very dark green, very dark green, but it's got a lot of good nutrients in it, a lot. And when I put that into the chronometer, then my numbers go way up, and just 2 tablespoons of that as a serving, it's about 15 grams of protein. So you get some good protein, and it's a lot of nutrients in there, and it really is alkalizing. And so would be, say, you know, drinking juices, green juices and things like that. Apple cider vinegar, and, you know, it's acid, but it's alkalizing.
I know. It just always makes my stomach uncomfortable. There's something, I get a runny nose. So I have a histamine reaction to it.
Maybe a histamine reaction to it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The lemon juice is okay, but lemon juice hasn't budged the...
It hasn't budged it, yeah. Because it's just so much lemon juice you can take, too.
Right. You know, okay. So I'll just add more green drinks.
I would add more green drinks. Yep.
Yep. That's it. That makes sense to me.
More heart math. Heart math.
Yes.
Yeah. Breathing.
Breathing. Right. Exhale.
Right.
Because okay.
Part of the reason that all those green drinks work so well is because of the chlorophyll, which is the oxygen. So just really even 10 to 15 minutes of really nice belly breathing and just focus on it like we were doing today. Just be really present with your breathing.
Yeah.
I have found that to be really good at.
And you might find a meditation, like look online for a breathing meditation, just like 10, 15 minutes of just guiding you through. And the deeper you breathe, when you breathe in, you're in the sympathetic, and when you breathe out, you're in parasympathetic, and you're releasing the wastes and the acids and the carbon dioxide and all that builds up, right?
Well, so my reward for myself after the first 30 days was to get the heart math gadget that goes on my ear.
Great.
And so I've been doing that at 5 minutes, so I'll bump that up. I'm getting
just good. Little by little, though. Don't bump it up so much that you're going, am I done?
Yeah.
So 5, go to 7. Good, I'm good. 7, go to 9. I did that. I started out at 3 with the Muse. I started out with 3, and I eventually got up to 20 because I thought when I tried to do 20, I'm like, is it over yet? Did it stop? Is it broken?
Right. And then the little line goes all crazy.
And the line goes, look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It knows the minute I distract.
Yes. And it's good. It's good feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it gets better and better and easier and easier. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Who else? Questions or comments? I don't see anything else on this form. So who else has things they want to discuss? Okay, Judy.
You were talking heart math a minute ago. Years ago, I had the heart math program on my old MacBook, and I've lost the earpiece and all that, and I haven't done anything with it in years, but I'm wondering if you have any connection with them or discounts or anything so I can get myself re-upped with them.
You know, I probably should reach out and find out if I'm still valid. When I did their thing years ago, they set me up with an affiliate link and the whole bit. And I'm just so bad at that stuff. So I forgot about it. I just tell people to go do it. You know, I probably could have been making 20 cents every time I have somebody buy their stuff. I didn't do it, right? And so I must have lost a couple hundred bucks over the years because it just didn't bother. So, but as far as getting a discount, I can, we can look into that, heart math.
Wouldn't hurt.
You know, and see if they have, like, if I have a, I'm sure I can still get their stuff at, you know, whatever, sign up, you know, use my affiliate code or whatever I've got with them. If they even remember me, because I did their training probably 15 years ago. It was maybe.
Well, I know that MacBook has to be at least 10 years since I,
since you did it. Yeah. And it won't work. Whatever the software was, whatever the hardware was, they've, you know, they have a thing that goes to the phone now, and that's pretty inexpensive. Yeah. That's like, you know, 100, 120 or something like that.
Yeah. It was well before that, but I think the software, the program at that point, I got a discount. And I don't think it was much more than that, 130 or 40 way back then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lord knows.
Well, that was back in the days of floppy disks. Yeah.
Well, I think we were into CD territory by then.
You're in CD by then. Okay. I'm sure mine are hanging around here somewhere, because I never throw anything away. And one of these days I'm going to go through and just like create space in my life and get rid of all that old stuff. But, you know, it's real easy to do when you stick it into the cell phone thing. So I don't know if I can get discounts, but I can certainly look at that after.
Yeah, well, I thought it wouldn't hurt to ask if you had anything like that happening. Or even what best to get at this point. I don't even know what they have available anymore.
I would get the one that goes for your phone. They do have a separate little device that you can get. It's called the M-Wave. And I have one of those buried somewhere. But then it's like you have an extra thing you have to carry around. It's one thing to carry around a cord, you know, and just stick it in your whatever you're carrying around, but to have to carry this extra little thing and you leave it somewhere. Most people always, like, we're attached at the hip, literally, to our phones. So we always have it there. I have Bluetooth, but I'm not a big Bluetooth fan. I think they have a Bluetooth now that you can just do Bluetooth it to the device, but you still have to carry the thing, right?
Well, sure.
Yeah. So, but that's easy to carry, right? You just stick it in your purse or whatever. And I remember using it on the plane. So I'm thinking back to when I first was using it, and I had the little M-Wave thing. So the first thing I had was what you had, was the software. And then I got that little, I was so excited. And I had it with me on an airplane, and I was flying with my younger son, who's 21 now. But I was flying with him. So he must've been 7 or 8 at the time, and I'm playing with it. And he goes, "Mommy, what is that?" And I explained it to him. He goes, "Oh, let me try it." I'm like, "Okay. Want me to show you?" No, of course not. Right. They don't want anybody to show them how to do anything. They're going to figure it out. And he's sitting there. And so I just pulled out a book and I started reading, and he's just sitting there, and he goes, "Mom, I figured it out." I'm like, "Okay, watch this." So he picks it up and he goes, "See, turns red. Now watch, I can make it turn green." And he goes, and it turned green. He just like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah. So I tried to explain to him. And I remember not that long after that, we're at home, and my husband was traveling a lot, and I had the two boys at home alone. And it could get pretty grueling, you know, when you're just with these little kids all the time. And I was upset with his older brother for whatever reason. And I came running down the stairs, and he could see I was upset. He goes, "Mommy, sit down. Breathe, take a breath." And I did. And he goes, "Take another breath, Mom." "Okay, take another one. We're going to go up all the way up to whatever, 10. We're going to do 10. So just sit down and make yourself comfortable. We're going to get to 10, you know?" So he was guiding me through that breathing right then and there, right? That heart math thing saved him from getting lost. So saved me from losing it with him so many times, because I would go, "Okay, I appreciate this boy. He's full of energy. He's full of, he's obstinate. He doesn't want to follow the rules, but he's deliberate. He's going to be strong someday. He's going to be, you know, successful someday." And I would just have to do that before going into his room to set a limit, of course, which you have to do with little kids. So it saved me. That thing saved me. I don't really use it anymore, because I feel like I know the feeling in my body. But what it is sometimes we're doing it and we think we're doing it, and we think we're shifting to parasympathetic, and the device is saying, "No, we're not." So we have to like really, really do something different. Because a lot of people go, "Watch, I'm doing heart math." Okay. And let me tell you about that time. You didn't even finish your out breath, let alone, right? Out breath is super important, because that's parasympathetic, and we have to fully breathe out.
Mm-hmm.
And just do that once. Just feel how you feel when you fully exhale. Like, it to me, it just sends this tingly up and down my spine, and my shoulders drop, And I have to remind myself throughout the day when I'm getting all, you know, either excited, happy, excited, or, you know, because I'm a high energy person. Yeah. So I just bite the bullet. I'll look into it. I'll ask somebody on my team to see if they can reach out and find. I wouldn't have it. I wouldn't even know where my affiliate code is. They'd have to look me up. They're probably like, you did this 15 years ago. Like, do a refresher and we'll give you another affiliate code or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it would be nice for me to get reacquainted with that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. But I believe, you know, if we look it up, let's see. So we have HeartMath. And usually around the holidays, any discounts they give at the holidays are usually better than any discount they'll give to a distributor. HeartMath Inner Balance. It's called Inner Balance. And
the other thing I want to mention is that you can sign up. They have free podcasts and stuff like that. They've got some really great material just on their site.
Well, I think I've fallen off their email list, or sometime years ago, maybe I, in a flurry of unsubscribe, I got that one. I don't know.
Here we go.
I used to get all those emails.
Yeah. So it definitely has a Bluetooth, if you wanted that, but you know, higher expensive. Inner Balance Bluetooth for Android. Oh, it's on sale for $119. And then the Inner Balance Lightning one for iPad is on sale for $96.
That's the one I got.
Oh my.
The Lightning. So I wouldn't have the Bluetooth in my head.
But right. Lightning for iPad. I can do that. That's easy.
$96.
I'm on the iPad now.
Get it. Do it. And the iPad I think will work on either. I'm pretty sure, right? It'll work on the iPad or the iPhone.
Yes. Yeah. It works on both beautifully.
It works on both. Yeah.
Well, that'd be nice.
Yeah, go to that page.
Software on both, and then if you're at home, use one, and if you're out and about, use the other.
And when you create an account with them, they call it their HeartMath. If you create an account, whatever you do in one uploads to the other automatically.
Oh, cool! So it keeps it.
So whatever device you're on, it keeps it all in one spot.
Yep. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that's way different than the old DOS program that I used to have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, so I put it in there.
You had sent it just to me.
Oh, I sent it to just you. Oh, how weird. Why am I just sending it to you?
I sent it to everybody.
Okay. Yours is longer than mine. Why is that?
No, I also put another.
Oh, I see. Yeah, whatever. Here it is. HeartMath book is like, his book is like a coloring book. Yeah, I'm going to look into the chronometer. I don't know how you say it, but getting my own, because I signed up for it. I had a Mercola link, and now when I go in there and I click on the tab that says Mercola, there's a whole bunch of his stuff in there, his recipes in there. So I'm going to look into getting like my own, you know, version of it, because I've been getting everybody on it and I'm loving it. And we had on the earlier call, the Gold and Gold Plus call, we had an amazing demo, and everybody really got a lot out of it just looking through and seeing the depth and the breadth of what you can do with it. I'm really enjoying it. And again, if you guys want to share my recipes, if you are on Chronometer and you're on Chronometer Gold, just send, I think Heather, you did it already, and some people did, right? Just send, go in there and click on settings, sharing, and it says add friend, and then put my email address, which would be RitaMarie@DrRitaMarie.com. And then it'll pop up on me. I'll pop up a thing on here. It'll say, Heather wants to be your friend. And all I have to do is go click. Yes, I'll take Heather as my friend. I'll take Judy as my friend.
Yeah, I did that.
You'll see all my recipes.
I did that during one of our earlier sessions today.
Yep. Okay.
We were talking about it.
Did I say yes to you there? I don't know. I have to hit the
button. I think it was pending when I looked a while ago.
Okay.
It's still pending.
It'll say, you're welcome. And it'll tell me if you are pending. No. I must have said yes.
And one tip I learned the hard way is I actually tapped when you said that you'd accept it. I tapped on your name, and it deleted you, just automatically deleted you. So that's why I had to send an invitation again.
Oh, Lordy.
Yeah. So don't touch it. Once it comes in, just leave it alone. Don't touch it.
I'm going to look here.
But it works great.
It wants my password again. Darn it.
Yeah. I have password manager and I still forget. So if I go to settings and I go to sharing, and I go, Judy Jones, I accepted you. Yeah. I see Lynn and Judy and Jay and Claudia, Heather, Melamarda, what's that? Barbara, Jenny, Carrie, Julie O. Some of these folks are in our NEPT, so not a lot. So you guys just do it. Rich Carter-Ruppley. And you, what you do is you get to see my recipes. And so I've got all the stuff from the Fasting with Food, all of those are in there. So you can just go there and just, if you're eating any of those recipes, you just pop it into your diary. It's real easy, right? And if you decide you want to change one of my recipes because you've added something or taken it out, you just say, make a copy, and it'll make a copy, and you just take out what you want to take out and add what you want to add in. So it makes it real easy. And I've recently added, oh, I got a funny story about this, cannoli filling that I made on the thing yesterday. And I added in chocolate sauce that I made yesterday. And I added in a cheesecake that I made on the last Vital show and a few others. Oh, I made these, I actually bought these cabbage chips and I just played with the recipe and I put them in there. So it's like a red cabbage chip that if you have a dehydrator, you can do. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff. And as I'm playing around with it, I'm adding things as I go. Yeah. And if you share with me, so if Heather shares with me and Judy shares with me, Judy and Heather don't see each other's recipes. But if you share something with me, Heather, and I go, whoa, that's a great recipe, I just want to make sure all of you are okay, that everybody else sees it. Right. Right. Okay, good. So then I can just make a copy of it of my own, and I can just make a copy of it and say, Heather's whatever. And then everybody else will see it that's shared with me. So it's really flexible, a lot of flexibility. And what we did today was we were looking for Rich on certain nutrients that the nutrient things that I talked about on the nutrient call a few weeks ago, the assessments. And there were a few things that showed up that he was showing signs of low. And so we started talking about it. And then we went in there. I said, okay, iron, you iron shows, you know, that you have low iron. Let's see what has iron in it. Right. And I showed him some of the things. I'm like, wow, there's a lot of iron in certain things, like that protein powder, that green powder I was just telling you about has a lot of iron, right? So it makes it really easy for you to look and go, okay, I can add this. And then they have this thing called, I'm going to show my screen real quick so you guys can see, but there's this thing called, find it, is it this one, Crotometer? Yeah. It's very cool. There's this thing called Ask the Wizard or something. So if I go to diary, that's my diary. If I go to foods, right, I can go custom recipes, and these are all the custom recipes you'll get access to. I put my ice cream, my zucchini ice cream in there. I even just put frozen zucchini slices in there just so, you know, I would put that in as part of my recipe. High protein ice cream. It was a protein powder ice cream. So, but if I want to know like what foods are high in iron, I did this afternoon with Rich, so it's still there. So we asked the Oracle, ranked by the Oracle, ranked by the highest amount per calorie, ranked by the highest amount per gram, however we want to do it. So I like to actually look at the highest amount per calorie because that makes sense to me as nutrient density. Find the top 25. So instead of select all categories where it's going to look at baby food and baked goods and beef and all this stuff I don't eat, I just chose stuff I knew he ate. I don't even think he eats cereal grains and pasta, but I put those in there so you could see. And I just checked them off. So you would just check, like, I don't eat in restaurants. I don't want to know, but I don't care. I don't want it to clog my thing, right? So now I say search, and it's showing me all these great sources of iron. So, you know, and maybe per calorie when we're talking about spices, because they're so low and you only use a little, maybe we just do the highest amount per gram. And we say search. So time still shows up at the top. Look at how much is in time. But then you want to know, well, is that a reasonable serving size of time, right? So you can open that up and you could say, let's see. So how much is that? Let's just say a teaspoon of time might be reasonable. Let me do this. Yeah, it's only 2.5 calories, but that much iron. So it's a really good source. Thyme is a really good source. So make yourself some Italian food, baby. And antiviral, thyme's antiviral. And you're getting your iron and you're getting all kinds of good stuff. So some of these are surprising. They're like, wow, I had no idea. Right?
Yeah, if you went back to the previous page, a lot of the spices were way up there on iron.
A lot of spices are very dense in minerals. Zinc is another one. So if we went back there, let's see. Settings. Foods, right. There's so many tabs, under tabs, I have to always. So it's Ask the Oracle. So now let's say we want to look at zinc, because zinc's a hard one, right? A lot of people are low in zinc. So zinc, we can do it highest amount per gram. We can do find the top 25. And oops, oyster dressing. How did that get in there? I didn't check off any. I don't know how that got in there. Flax seeds are high. Peanut butter, I don't do peanut butter, so leave that off. Wheat germ, agave, wow, that's high in zinc. Cottonseed flour, let's just do it by calorie. See what shows up. And then, you know, so similar. So let's look at the Oracle and see what the Oracle says as far as the top rating. Vegetable juice, daily greens, there's a good one, right? That's a good way to get zinc. That's a lot of zinc. Baked beans, hearts of palm. So you play with it whichever way you want to sort them and find things out. So here's one, escarole, good source. Baked beans, mushrooms. This is the one we were real, these also have high in iron, we discovered this afternoon. So morel mushrooms, I don't know how to get them, but they are high in iron and everything else. So if I were to go to my diary and I were to put in a serving of morel mushrooms, M-O-R-E-L mushroom. Whoops. Huh. I guess I got to put it in the way they did. Mushroom. Oh, I'm under Mercola. Never mind. I have to go to all. Mushroom. M-O-R-E-L. There we go. So raw mushrooms, you know, you can steam them or whatever. It looks like it's in there twice. So I can go here and see how down here at the bottom, when I click that, it shows me how much protein, how many calories, you know, so in this particular serving, one cup of them is only 20 calories and 2.1 grams of protein. That's really dense. Low net carbs and low fat. But now if I click here, 31 listed nutrients, and scroll down, it's going to show me how they are with other foods, other nutrients. So if I want to look at the minerals, right, I look at, it was a good source of iron, 8 milligrams of iron, that's huge. If it's zinc, 1.34, that's pretty good for only 20 calories worth of food, right? So you get to see, wow, this is a good source of a lot of these foods. And then you go, let me start adding some of these foods to my diet. How hard is it? Now, if morel mushrooms are up there, I don't know what else. Maybe shiitakes are up there too. So we can go back here to food and we can go, let's do diary and let's go add food. And we'll say shiitake. Shiitake mushrooms, and those are easy to get at all the supermarkets, etc., but you can get them dried and you can get them fresh. Let's see, shrooms, shiitake mushroom jerky, there's dried, where's the fresh ones? Interesting. I don't know where the fresh ones, mushroom noodle, mushrooms crisps, dried shiitake, 30 grams, 30 calories worth of shiitakes. It doesn't look like it has quite as many nutrients listed, but they're very good for your immune system. So let's see how they sit with iron. Nothing listed, right? Nothing listed really. They don't have much. I think it may be that they just don't have much in there. Let's look up morel mushrooms. Maybe you can buy them dry, right? Let's just go to Google. You're just kind of seeing how my brain works, and I think Lynn does similar things. You just go on this track of, okay, so how do we do this? Morel mushrooms. maybe it's something we can buy as a dried dehydrated mushroom. There we go. Dried morel mushrooms, right? And you rehydrate them, reconstitute them with water and use them in your soups. It's getting to be winter, good time to do soups. You can do them in stir fries. Look at all that. So you can get these dried morel mushrooms and now you're getting really good food as the source of your nutrients rather than taking more pills. Does that make sense? Anything else anybody wants me to go through on that before I close that down? Is that helpful? Yeah? I think it's a cool thing. Hey, other questions or comments? It's almost mushroom season. We have the mushroom. Yeah. And now be careful if you go harvesting for mushrooms that you know what you're doing, or you bring somebody along who is a mushroom expert, because there's a lot of lookalikes and you don't want to, you know, get something that looks like it's a good mushroom and isn't. Okay. I don't think I've had morels, but Angelica's saying that morels sauteed crispy in some good olive oil or coconut oil is heaven. Cool.
It's the most umami thing I've ever put in my mouth. And that's, you know, just if you don't eat meat, you know, having that umami really savory bomb in your mouth is very nice.
Very nice. Awesome. I love mushrooms.
Yeah.
I buy dried maitakes. In fact, I should make some for dinner. I do dried maitakes and I just soak them up and I like to put it with aramae seaweed and then put a little bit of sesame oil, just a pinch of toasted sesame oil on there and some freshly grated ginger and turmeric. Oh, it's a heavenly thing. It's so heavenly.
I've had your maitakes. Yes. And the texture is so good.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Really satisfying. Yeah. It's very choosy.
It's very it's very hearty. Very, very hearty. Yeah. Brandon said morel mushrooms go wild here in early May in Ohio. So pick them. I have a few spots where I forage them. Great. All right. And they dry. Fiddleheads. I don't know if I've had I think I've seen fiddleheads, but I don't know if I've ever had them. Wild foraged maitake in Ohio are also amazing. Cool. We sometimes get them fresh at our local stores, but most of the time I just use them dried because they're harder to find. All right, guys, anything else? Is everybody ready for the holidays? Ready to really have some good family connection and time? And yeah. Oh, so funny story. I started to tell you earlier. So I'd made some cashew nut cheese, cashew macadamia nut the other day. My son came in Tuesday night. He drove in from DC and he loves that stuff. So I had it fresh and made for him. And it was in, you know, a Pyrex container, maybe yay big. And so yesterday I made the filling for the cannolis and I made some chocolate sauce and I made a bunch of stuff. And today I had a quick break and I said, I can make you a quick pizza. I have a cauliflower crust frozen. I'll just make it for you. Didn't turn out to be so quick as he would have liked it to be. But so I pulled out this container and I put it on the counter and we slathered up the thing. We put the tomato sauce and the cheese and some spinach and some olives and put it in the oven and he took it out and he's eating it. He goes, boy, is that crust sweet, Mom? I said, no, it's just got like, I think it's just sesame seeds. And I mean, it's not a sweet crust. It's cauliflower and some sesame seeds and sunflower seeds. He said, it just has this sweet taste, almost like a dessert taste. I'm like, really? And then I went, oh. And he goes, and he looked and he said, he was taking it. It was in a small container. And the one I had was big. And I just assumed somebody had been efficient and moved what was left over into the small container. We made pizza with cannoli filling. So I tasted it. I'm like, oh my. And this is a kid that doesn't like sweet stuff. It wasn't like it. So he had pizza with sauce and basil and all this stuff with cannoli filling. He said it was good, but it would probably have been better with just the plain cheese. I know that was funny. All right, guys. Okay, my takis are a rare find in the fall, but when you find them, look out. I've never gone foraging for mushrooms, so I don't know. All right, guys, anything else before we go? Our last call of the year. Have a wonderful rest of the year. Enjoy. Hopefully come to the Vital Healing Kitchen. Just for those of you who might not have heard, we've been talking about my husband doing his curried vegetable soup, and he agreed to it. So yay, he's going to be on. So towards the beginning, I'm excited to have him share that, and I'll be jotting down the amounts. I know Angelica was following him around, like, how much of that did you put? And then what did you do? And then what did you do? So we'll get to watch him. It'll be on film, and we can jot down and get the actual recipe, because it is really good. Wasn't it really good? Like, it was really good soup. Really good soup. Anyway, that's it. You get chaga. Ooh. Have an awesome holiday. I'll open up your lines so we can all say goodbye to each other. So unmute. So have an amazing holiday. Happy New Year. I'm wishing, you know, everything that you wish for, that you are calm and collected and connected, because that's what's important. It's mm-hmm. not important how much you eat or how beautiful the table settings look or how well your house is decorated. No, it's what's important is connecting with people. And yeah, we connect around food, but we can connect around good food just as well as we can connect around not so good food, right? So enjoy. You've got lots of ideas, and have a wonderful one. And I'll see you next year. I'll see you next decade. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.